Living with the Law is the debut album by singer and songwriter Chris Whitley. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's exceptional for the first time out.
Brother running out of money, daddy somewhere on a drone, in the hours after washing, I do my dreaming with a gun.
It is increasingly rare for a young musician to emerge as fully formed and idiosyncratic as Chris Whitley has on Living with the Law. He even manages on that title song to overcome the macho melodrama of an outlaw's self-pity, and he does it by reducing his voice to an exhausted moan. Instead of hearing a boast in his words, you sense his despair. Even when Whitley reaches to create a kind of anthem, as he does on Big Sky Country, he does it in a close, intimate style.
Now when this is over, over and through, and all them changes have come and passed, I wanna meet you in the big sky country. I just wanna prove, mama, love can last, yeah. Like hallelujah in the big sky country. Just like forever and ever is wild. Be getting over in the big sky country. Be kissing time.
Whitley frequently plays a national steel guitar with a bottleneck slide. That and his knack for stating the hard details of his lyrics with a flat vehemence helps him to achieve a mixture of blues, folk, and rock that keeps a listener off balance. You never know where one of his melodies is going to veer off to next, when another verse is going to rush ahead of a chorus, when he's going to move beyond a murmur to a wail. It's easy enough to pick out Chris Whitley's influences. This is one young fellow who spent the 80s with the radio turned off, holed up with a stack of Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters records, with maybe an occasional Johnny Winter or Allman Brothers tape for the car. Once or twice here, he's mannered and overreaches himself, as when he gets a bit florid impersonating a tough dude on death row in Phone Call from Leavenworth. But Whitley is an honest overreacher, free of irony. He's made one of the most interesting albums of the year. And the nice thing is, you can't tell what year he thinks that may be.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.